More than a week ago, the State Board of Pharmacy created new limitations for prescribing drugs commonly used to treat lupus, malaria, and autoimmune diseases. Now, Ohio's Attorney General says there's evidence some doctors might be hoarding them and selling them as coronavirus therapies. Attorney General Dave Yost says some doctors have been writing scripts for large amounts of those drugs, in one case, 1,000 doses. Yost believes doctors are stockpiling the drug for their own use or their families.
This is just like toilet paper, except the only people that can, buy it up or, have a prescription pad.
Yost says there's a potential some of those drugs are being sold on the black market and says federal authorities are investigating the matter. He's calling on doctors who have prescribed the drug improperly to come forward and self-report their action to avoid the harshest penalties. Depending on the situation, doctors could lose their license, face criminal charges, or both. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.